This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, September 23rd. Thank you guys for joining us. And shout out to all of you who are up early this morning and texting us already on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. We have Alyssa checking in. Buffalo Larry is checking in. So is Rudy, Melissa, Francis, Wayne, Sandell, Turtle and Boople, Terry, Cujo, Jessica, Kirkland, Twim's mom for life, Maria, Lance is checking in. So is Nelsie. Andre is listening. Also checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. We have Andrea, we have Carrie, we have Michelle and Mike. Thank you guys for that. And it has been a weird morning on my end. How's your morning going?
Do explain. You forgot your coffee.
No, I got everything. I got more than I need this morning, as a matter of fact.
What happened?
So this morning I'm in bed and I just have one of those like kind of feelings, and I look at there's a digital clock on the far end of our bedroom, and I always kind of look at that clock for my time instead of my phone, and I look and it says 3:46. Now my alarm goes off at 3:30, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my alarm didn't go off, and I'm freaking out. So I just jump out of bed. I think, and it's so funny because we were talking about what do you do when you were late
not
yesterday?
24 hours ago,
and
yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, oh my gosh, so what am I going to skip? So I go, I throw on a little makeup, I get dressed, I'm like, oh, and then I hear my husband get up and he comes walking into the bathroom, kind of goes to the bathroom, shuts the door. And I was like, why are you up? He's like, your alarm went off. I'm like, what? It didn't go off for me this morning. So I go and I look, and it wasn't 3:46 that it said. It said 2:46. So then I look at my watch, and it's only 4:00 in the morning. And I'm like, wait, what? So I got here at like 4:38. I was like, I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just go in. So I've been here hanging out.
Well, that's
out.
The reason I say you, because I went down there, because normally you're setting up in the studio and that office is locked. I went down to the office and the office was open. I'm like, did we not lock our office? Now there's anyone in the building. And I went in and the coffee, the K-Cup machine was full and everything was up and running in the office.
I just thought I'd turn it on, have it ready for when I have a cup. I was like, well, I might as well open the door and
yeah, time.
I have been sitting here for so long, just like, wow, I was so jarred. I'm like, why didn't my alarm go off? This is so weird. And it did go off. It just went off at the normal time. And I was up. I thought it said an hour later than it actually was. So I'm kind of like wide awake and jarred from that whole thing. I'm going to crash this afternoon. You can bet money on that.
It is so funny that when you think you're running late, how you're able to make up that time. The adrenaline kicks in. So there's that rush. You have that energy rush. And then somehow normally your 45-minute routine, whatever your routine is in the morning, you're able to get it done so fast and out the door so quickly.
Well, I didn't do like any of my prep at home like I usually do. And so
here.
I just came here and I did it, which I got it done in time. So I'm like, oh, maybe I could just do it here. But it's been a really weird morning. I'm still trying to get my bearings. How are you doing this morning?
I got a song stuck in my head. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to play the song that's stuck in my head. There was a news story about this song right here this morning. I don't know. I was half paying attention to this news story. It was in London, I think, and they have a weather guy there that is always rickrolling people because apparently this guy still thinks it's 2008. And so I think the producers and the other anchors decided to surprise him with Rick Astley, and they made a comment to him like, "Hey, we know you're a big Rick Astley fan because he's always rickrolling people." And I believe his line was like, not really, because it's just a joke. And they had Rick Astley ready to go to surprise him, thinking he was a huge fan. It was an awkward moment.
I actually was watching that video this morning since I was here so early.
Okay, how close was I? Because I was half paying attention.
You're kind of right. So he was just going to be a guest on that morning show. And so for a transition to tease that he was coming up on the show next, they had just finished the weather report. And they're like, oh, Bob, are you a big Rick Astley fan? And he goes, no, not really.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm like, I don't understand the story.
And then they say, okay, because he's standing by waiting to come on. And they go to Rick Astley, and he's laughing so hard. The weather guy's face is like, oh, my gosh. He changed his profile picture on his Twitter just because face. And they go, let's try that again. Bob, are you a big Rick Astley fan? He's like, massive fan. Huge fan. Love the guy. It was really funny.
So they're playing the Rick Astley on the news this morning. Never going to give you up. Because of that, and me half paying attention to the news this morning, I now have that song stuck in my head.
Oh, okay. But you know the song. I was under the impression you couldn't figure out what the song was.
No, I said it was stuck in my head. I got a song stuck in my head this morning, and it's Rick Astley because of that news story this morning.
Yeah, that's one that's going to be hard. You're rickrolling yourself all day long.
Over and over. Stop rickrolling. I just rickrolled myself again in my head.
And I think it's funny that they rickrolled Rick Astley. Like, has he ever been rickrolled in his life? No, that just finally happened. So yeah, that's I saw that. We can actually post that video on our Facebook page if you guys want to check it out. It's good. It's a good laugh for Wednesday morning.
It goes back to, we were doing some we called it celebrity recital because we couldn't use the American Idol names. We had local celebrities, national celebrities in studio singing, and we had Carrot Top. He was singing a Kiss song. And we had Gene Simmons listening in. Gene Simmons was going to surprise Carrot Top after he performed the song. And Robin Leach was a judge. And Robin Leach just started panning Kiss, not knowing that Gene Simmons was on the phone, just saying that, making fun of their makeup and their music. And next thing you know, we have Gene Simmons on the line Robin Leach.
That was so not planned, but we didn't hate it because, you know, the awkward moments are what makes great radio. We've learned that for years. So, yeah, I definitely remember that. That was funny. So, well, we hope your morning is off to a great start. Let's get it going.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
All right, BTS is trending this morning. The global K-pop sensations will be all over your TV next week. They're coming back to The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. The guys are going to be taking over for an entire week. Each night's going to feature a unique performance, including a rendition of the group's first English language song, Dynamite, which was number 2 on Mixed Most Requested last night. They'll also participate in comedy bits. They'll do some virtual interviews with Fallon. On Wednesday, that's going to be the main night. They're going to be the lead guests on the show.
So, oh, nice. Oh, cool.
A lot of happy BTS ARMY fans this morning.
Here's a little BTS for you. Some with Halsey.
I love watching them dance. A dance could be a poem. That's what they look like. It's poetic. It's just like, whoa.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they're trending this morning. LV Aces are trending. Asia Wilson scored 29 points, got 7 rebounds, and a career-high 7 blocks to lead the Las Vegas Aces to win against the Connecticut Sun 83-75 last night in the WNBA Western Conference semifinals. Now the best of 5 series is tied at 1-1. Coach Bill Laimbeer is 5-1 in his last six playoff series when losing the first game. So that things look pretty good if we're looking at that. Game three is happening Thursday at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, good for them. And that's just a strong team this season. They finished the season with the best record. And Asia Wilson, the AP WNBA Player of the Year. So they've got a good thing going. And it looks like they're turning it around.
Also trending this morning, Ellen DeGeneres again is trending this morning. So the numbers are in. And despite some newly acquired haters, Ellen saw her highest premiere ratings since 2016. Was it her dedicated fans, or was it everyone just curious as to how she would address the allegations of a toxic work environment on the show? Only time will tell on that one, but some former staffers are speaking out about her apologies, saying it was completely tone deaf. One person said, when she said, "Oh, my summer was great," and that was supposed to be funny, I thought, "Oh, it's funny that you had a rough summer because everyone was calling out all the allegations of your toxic work environment and now you're the one suffering." So people, they're not accepting it. And then water skiing baby is trending this morning. Rich Casey Humphreys is a 6 month old. He has already broken a world record. This month he became the youngest water skier in the world. There's a video of him we posted on our website at mix941.fm. It's gone viral. Life jacketed baby holds onto a bar top board and he's being pulled across the water at Lake Powell. Well, most people think it's adorable, but some are saying, hey, this is not okay. So many things have gone wrong. It's not cute just for likes, and that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1266.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Here we are on Wednesday, September the 23rd. Thank you guys for getting up early and joining us. Doing good this morning.
Yeah, I can't complain. First day of fall yesterday, and the heat's still here. It's going to be like 100 degrees like next 5 days.
Something so funny happened when I got home from work yesterday, and I am surprised that there was something going on with me yesterday that I didn't notice. You obviously didn't notice. Nudia didn't notice. Anyone that I ran into did not notice until I got home, and my daughter goes, "Wait, come here." And I was like, "What?" She goes, "What the heck is going on with this? Did you notice anything peculiar about me yesterday?"
No, but we're not really close. We're not like you're sitting in front of me in the studio anymore. We're now, I mean, we're separate studios and it's dark, so I don't see you fully anymore.
Did you know, do you remember what shirt I was wearing yesterday?
Here at the radio station?
Yeah.
Because you had a green one on at the TV station yesterday. I remember that. No, because I don't get a full body shot. I do not.
I was wearing a New York Yankees shirt yesterday.
Okay.
And just a typical shirt. It was like a 3/4 length sleeve, jersey style. It was navy sleeves, white body, and then there was the Yankees logo. So she goes, "Come here." And she goes, "What's up with your shirt?" And I look down and I realize the logo's backwards. I'm like, "Wait, what?" And I had this shirt on inside out all day.
Oh, did you really?
I had no idea it was on inside out all day long. I walked by so many people. I mean, not so many. I mean, like 5 or 6. But I ran into some coworkers in the hall. That just goes to show you that we're so paranoid about people noticing weird little things on us. No one pays attention.
Yeah.
I wore that inside out for the majority of the morning, and not a single person noticed it until my daughter saw it when I got home.
Or someone notices, not sure they should say something. Is that a new trend or something? Oh, is that the cool thing? You're wearing your shirt inside out, or is this a new Yankees thing? They're not doing well, so we're putting the logo backwards, and hopefully they'll turn things around in the season. Yeah, but people are not catching things, and sometimes they don't point them out either when they notice them.
I just don't think that. I think we're so paranoid that people are noticing everything we do. And the truth is, we're all so caught up in ourselves
that nobody even
cares.
I don't see you. It's like your studio is on the darker side. My studio is on the darker side. We have monitors in front of us. So I don't see like the full length you. When we were in the studio, we'd walk in, we'd be in front of each other, so I don't see you as close as I used to.
Yeah, that's true. I just wonder if you did see me, if you would even notice. You probably just kind of glazed past it, and that's what I did. But what's funny is I literally looked at myself in the mirror, and so in the mirror, it was correct,
normal.
And instead of being backwards, so I probably was like, oh, okay. And I didn't even notice, just one of those weird things, like you don't realize it until you've been out there in public this whole time, but that's all right.
It happens to all of us. Or you put your pants on and you realize the dryer sheet is hanging out from the bottom of your pants as you start your day, and you get into the office and like, wait, oh, there's a dryer sheet that was stuck inside my pants. And I have done the, we get our carpets cleaned, we put the booties on for a little bit. We should wear them all the time, but that's why we're always getting our carpets clean. But I'll put the booties on sometimes, leave the house, get in my car, start driving here to the radio station, go to get out and hear the plastic kind of, what is that noise? Like, oh, booties are still on my shoes.
Oh, yeah. That's but that at least keeps your house clean until you wear the booties outside and you come back in with them and then it's all dirty again.
And my wife has done that before, and I've done it too, but it was recently too. I think the last time we had them clean, she had the booties on and she went outside to take the dogs out, took the dogs out, came back in. I'm like, that's defeating the purpose. Your booties are now dirty from being outside.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys do wear your shoes in the house for the most part?
Yeah, I'm the worst. My wife is really good at taking them off, but I'm the worst. We get them cleaned a lot. We have white carpet. I talked about this before. And so we'll get them cleaned, and I'll be good for like about a week. And then I'll be in a rush. I'll put my shoes on upstairs, and I won't have booties. So I'll come downstairs, and I'll try to tiptoe on the carpet like that helps. But then eventually I just don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard habit to break if that's how you've been, you know, raised and you're just used to doing that.
I was always at home, shoes off. Mom had the sign in the garage, take your shoes off before entering the house. I don't know if it was something that when I finally moved out on my own, I just kept my shoes on all the time. But growing up as a kid, shoes were always off at the door.
They did one of those like Nightline specials that showed like a home where you removed your shoes. In a lot of Asian communities, you're not allowed to wear shoes, and they like did the black light test and bacterial test in a home like that compared to a home where people wear the shoes, and the difference was astounding. Ever since then, I don't wear my shoes in the house anymore.
Oh, I'm all for it. Gross. Yeah. Think about it too. Walking everywhere, if you go to the gym and the bathroom stuff, and
yeah, it's just gross.
Being tracked into your house. Zero res, we need you.
Try it for like a month and then see if you need to get your carpets cleaned as often. You might not need to then.
It's you see the pattern too. You see the pattern where I come into the garage and walk into the kitchen. I need to get myself some good booties too. All right, we have the dirt coming up here in about 7 minutes. Disney is dealing with a new lawsuit, and Kelly Clarkson, her latest cover has people talking. I have the audio. Again, give it to you coming up here in the dirt. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain On Me. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
This is a surprise to some. Carol Baskin was not the first person eliminated on Dancing with the Stars. She had the worst score week one, and last night it came down to Carol and NBA legend Charles Oakley. And it was Charles that went home last night.
I'm not surprised one bit. I think they're going to milk this as long as they can.
That's the one contestant everyone seems to be talking about, too.
Yeah, I think she's going to be around for a little while, unfortunately.
I didn't see it last night. What if she danced to it, or this week, if she had another Tiger theme song she went with? We'll find out. The fourth season premiere of The Masked Singer, that is on tonight, 8 o'clock on Fox. Disney, they are dealing with a new lawsuit. In Toy Story 4, Keanu Reeves' character, Duke Kaboom, was an obvious tribute to Evel Knievel, but the people who control Evel's name and likeness did not see it as a compliment because they weren't able to cash in on things. So K&K Promotions is suing Disney and Pixar for damages, saying they ripped off Evel's image without their permission and made money off not only the movie, but Duke Kaboom toys.
So I guess a tribute is only a tribute if there's some money behind it, which I do get. It's his likeness and stuff. You can't just rip that off and make a ton of money on it and not give some sort of credit. But then I guess it's really not a tribute. It's a copycat.
And what's taking them so long? It came out last summer. Did they just finally watch it on demand over the weekend? Like, hey, wait a second. That looks like that's our Evel Knievel. What's going on here?
Maybe they were like meeting with lawyers. These things take a while, especially during a pandemic.
I haven't seen the movie. So here is an actual Evel Knievel commercial that aired back in the day from one of his toys.
This is Evel Knievel and the Evel Knievel shock absorbing stunt cycle. You can make him do wheelies, backstands.
And then here's a parody commercial that was in Toy Story 4.
New from Maple Leaf Toys.
Here's a Canuck with all the luck.
Now you can bring home Duke Kaboom.
Who's the most spectacular daredevil Canada has ever seen?
Eh, different enough, but it's obvious when you see him. He's Evel Knievel.
Do you have a good fantasy quarterback on your team this year?
I have three, but I only use one. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know how Danica Patrick will take this, but Aaron Rodgers feels like he's living his best life now. If you didn't know, they dated, then they broke up. During a radio interview yesterday, someone called in and asked Aaron why he's been so rejuvenated this year. He said, quote, I have a new and increased love of life, and I've made decisions and changes in habits that put me in a lot better headspace. That's why I'm having so much fun. And it starts with love. And then surround yourself with people that you really enjoy.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe it could be a passive-aggressive swipe there.
And last one here, Kelly Clarkson. She did another great cover during her Kelly-Oki segment on her talk show. The latest is a cover of Lizzo's Good As Hell. Take a listen to this.
I do my hair, top, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Baby, how you feeling? Walk out, kick off your shoes, take a deep breath, focus on you.
So good.
Big She's amazing. You've been through, I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. I was just reading this morning that she was completely blindsided by her divorce, she says. Something happened. She didn't see coming, apparently. But what is it? Is the question.
Yeah, like audio clip we did yesterday, she said, yeah, the whole summer of 2020, she didn't see coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Who did, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. None of us did.
Coming up in the next dirt, George Clooney and Sofia Vergara together. Details right around 7:15.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
AJR on Mix 94.1, 6:28 on Wednesday morning. Mercedes in the Morning. And raise your hand if you are a member of Nextdoor. Do you have the Nextdoor app? Are you a member of the website?
I am not, because I like the head in the sand approach. Not the best approach, but I don't want to know about the chaos that is in my neighborhood. I do, it's a great app. I know a lot of people that use it, but for me, I just, out of sight, out of mind when it comes to my neighborhood.
I mean, I get that. I'm the type of person that kind of wants to know what's going on. I don't want, you know, to obsess over it, but I like to have little updates on what's going on. And I was, you'll get an email from them like once a week, and you can kind of see what the most talked about trends are. I never just go on the app on my own and look. Mm-hmm. And I got the email and I look, and one of the things that says big topic of discussion right now or something, the headline is, giving dog owners a bad rap. So for some reason, that just grabbed my attention. I was like, what's happening about dog owners?
Yeah, what's going on? Rap?
So I go, I open the apps, and I'm like, I'm going to find this. I'm going to find out what's going on. And man, this thing has video on it. I was like, whoa. So basically, someone posted, today at approximately 1 p.m., my camera recorded the attached footage of what I believe is a long, dark-haired person walking her large, tan, and white dog, stopping so her dog can take a massive poop on the sidewalk.
Not just any poop.
A massive one. And then walk on as if nothing happened. I watched 30-minute increments of footage from 9 a.m. through 7 p.m. this evening, and this is the only large dog that stopped in front of our house, captured on the motion sensor of our camera. I don't recognize you or your dog, but rest assured, if and when I see you in our neighborhood, I will definitely make it a point to say hello. Clean up after your dog. And I completely agree with her. So I start watching this video to try to see if I recognize a person. And I stop it, I screenshot it, and I zoom in. And I think I recognize I think I know who it is. I'm not 100% because it's kind of dark, but I kept showing my husband. I'm like, do you think this is that person? He's like, I think it is. And so I don't want to get involved in this whole thing, and I don't want to throw out accusations, but man, I get sucked into the next door hole, and there's all this stuff going on. So you might be on the right track as far as not getting too involved in it. There's a lot going on, a lot of little fights, and then people are, of course, selling like they're Scentsy and whatever.
Sure, yeah, yeah. A couple things on the dog thing, but I did have a friend once. She's on the app all the time, and she sent me a message like, "Hey, isn't this your street?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, she was on the app, and it said there was some kid down the street trying to set trees on fire.
Oh,
like,
boy.
I'm like, okay, I should do something, but secondly, I don't want to know that. There's kids in my neighborhood trying to set trees on fire. The dog thing, man, you got to pick up the poo. As a dog owner, you go on a walk. I mean, there's been a couple times where Jax, one of them, has made a mess off the sidewalk, and maybe we don't have a bag on us. So I'll circle back and get it, though. I'll walk up, and I know along the walk there's the poop bags. I'll grab one and get it on the way home. And if ever that is the case that he does it, for some reason, like, there's people listening, but I'll be very loud to my wife. Oh, I don't have a bag. We'll have to get it on the way back.
No one believes you, you know, right? I'd be like, yeah, right. Okay, whatever. But at least you go through the motions.
But no, and we do, though. We do. So we'll go and we'll continue our walk. I'll pass a poop bag station, grab one, and then on the way home, pick it up. Because it's disgusting if it's out there. And if you got a dog, too, it's sniffing other dogs' poo. You got to clean that stuff up, especially if it's on the sidewalk.
Yeah, on the sidewalk where everyone is walking. I mean, we do our walks every night. And I can't tell you how many times we'll just be walking, and there's some right there on the sidewalk. I'm like, wow. I mean, it's frustrating when it's in your yard. There's been times where in my front yard, actually, we were leaving the other night, and we're walking down the driveway, and we look, and we see, and there's an old lady with her dog, and he's sniffing around in our yard. And look, I get it. Dogs got to go. You got grass. They're going to sniff it. But then he starts creeping up into the yard, like far into it. And she's letting him. And then she sees us stop and look at her. And she quickly pulled him and started walking away. I was like, hey, I get it. I had dogs too. I understand the struggle. But as long as you pick up after them, it's not an issue. But as far as Nextdoor goes, do you have Nextdoor app drama going on right now? Or do you just ever open it to see what people are fighting about? It's comical. And if so, what is it? Call or text us. Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line 702-364-9400.
Now, then if you see this woman, if you and Matt pinpoint, like, oh, that's Sally down the street, do you confront her? Or this is something you have to catch her in the act. It's tough to accuse her off of a grainy video. Is this something you have to see her dog doing it and then make a comment to her when you catch her in the
well,
act?
Well, I don't know if you remember, but do you remember me talking about like a couple of months ago where the Homeowners Association contacted me and asked if I was letting my dogs poop in other people's yards? And I was like, I don't have dogs. And they're like, oh, someone said it was you. I go, no, snitch. But I think I know who it is.
Uh-huh.
I think it's that same person.
Ew.
Yeah. The person that they mistook me for, dark hair. Yeah, I think this is the same person. So I know exactly who it is. But again, and someone, like, the comments are the best. Like, people are like, these people deserve naming, public shaming. Like, name the person. I'm like, I'm not saying who it is. I feel so bad. But it's crazy. I mean, people are so passionate about things, and it's your community. I get it, but I just love reading some of these things, man.
Some of the people get into it. Yeah.
Looking for skilled carpenters.
Okay.
Road rage incident at Costco. Man, there's a bunch of stuff. In your backyard? Okay. I don't know.
What's in your backyard?
I don't know.
I did one of those Angie. Ever use Angie's List?
No, but that's where they give you recommendations.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
I had to get my dryer repaired a couple weeks ago, and I used an Angie's List, and they apparently, it's kind of a service like, you know, a site like that, but they submit your name to all these businesses that hey, this guy needs a dryer repair. I got a call from a guy last night. He's like, hey, you need that dryer fixed? I'm like, 2 weeks ago, dude.
Yeah,
I just see you're on top of things. Yeah, a little late to the party on that one.
Elisa says, my Nextdoor app is frightening about a runaway chicken. You live in a cool neighborhood.
Yeah, it's Mix 94.1. The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, and that song just set a record, spending 28 weeks in the top 5 of the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Halloween won't be canceled over the coronavirus pandemic. However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're warning revelers against participating in certain holiday traditions to help slow the spread of the disease. We talked a little bit about this in What's Trending yesterday, but they just released their 2020 Halloween guidelines for the COVID-19 era, and they caution against donning a costume mask unless it's made of two or more layers of breathable fabric that covers your mouth and nose and does not leave gaps around your face. Also, don't slap a plastic mask over a coronavirus cover because they say that's going to make it very hard to breathe. Fortunately, they provided a handy list of low-risk Halloween pursuits, which include socially distanced pumpkin carving, virtual Halloween costume competitions, Halloween movie nights, scavenger hunts, stuff like that. They've also provided some moderate risk alternatives, too. But in lieu of door-to-door trick-or-treating, the CDC suggests one-way trick-or-treating, where individually wrapped goodie bags are just lined up for families to grab and go while continuing to social distance, like at the end of the driveway or at the edge of a yard or something like that.
I really like that one. And Halloween is on a Saturday this year. And for the past, 10 plus years, we've always worked Halloween night doing our own trick-or-treating event for the radio station. So I always missed out on Halloween. So I think as long as everything is good to go, I think that's the road I might take. Set up a table there out front. Put stuff out there and kind of just hang out on a Saturday night. It'd be fun.
Yeah, I think we're going to do that too. We were talking to some neighbors that we usually go trick-or-treating with, and we were like, what do we do this year? And she said, why don't we just put out all the candy on a table, let them come up. We hang out.
Yeah.
We still tell them hello and stuff like that. And yeah, I think that's the way we're going to go this year.
And monitor the table, because there's always that one kid. Hey, don't be taking five of them. One bag per kid. Come on now.
We would have those kids that would keep coming back over and over. And we're like, we know you're back again, but A for effort. Here's another piece of candy. Also this morning, it's almost like being forced to spend every minute of your life with someone isn't a good thing. According to data from dating.com, it's possible that twice as many couples have broken up this year compared to last year. 67% of the new users on their site say they went through a breakup in the past year. Last year, only 34% of new users had just gotten out of a relationship. And out of the couples who broke up this year, the vast majority of them were living together. The two main reasons couples who were living together split up are too many fights and learning new things about the other person that led to the end of the relationship.
It definitely puts your relationship to a test when you're with them 24/7, especially if it's a new one. Like, whoa, we're moving fast. We have no choice.
Yeah, you're kind of forced into making that decision to, what do I want to go 80 miles an hour, or do I just want to turn around and go home?
When my wife and I first started dating, I lived in a high-rise apartment in D.C., and if I had to use the bathroom, I would make, I got to get something for my car. I didn't want to use the bathroom in my small little apartment because I didn't want, to smell things or hear things. I can imagine being, if we're in quarantine, like so many excuses. I got to run downstairs.
Oh, there's no way you could do it. You would just have to just say, this is me.
Here I am.
If you don't like it, you know where to go. Finally, this morning, would you say you overthink things? Don't overthink what I just asked.
I stopped to think. What's the right response? Do I? Don't I? What should I say? Yes, I do all the time.
According to a new poll, you're not the only one. The answer is usually yes for a lot of us. 7 out of 10 people say they waste way too much time dwelling on things or considering their options. Here are the things we overthink the most on any given day, and see if you're guilty of any of these. Overthinking the best way to back out of plans that you make.
No, because I'm very selective of my plans. I've learned I'd rather just say no up front than being the guy that always bails on plans.
Can I just throw into the mix your vacation plans? You always try to figure out how to cancel. I think that falls into that category.
Mercedes, come on. That was between us. I was thinking about less than 24 hours.
JC,
I told Mercedes.
Like, has this great vacation plan. He's like, I don't know. I'm just thinking. I'm like, please don't back out. You never go on vacation. Please don't back out. He's like, if I lose money, it's okay because I would have spent more money. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It was Friday. Hey, have a good, literally not even 24 hours. Like, hey, enjoy Wyoming. Not sure.
I'm so glad you went.
Me too.
But it's just, you overthink that. What to wear? People overthink that. Are you making the right decisions with your money? I don't think that's a bad thing to overthink.
No.
Did you say something that sounded offensive to other people? How to ask someone for money that they owe you? The exact wording of a text message, another thing that we tend to overthink. When someone you texted or emailed hasn't responded yet. Oh my gosh, that one gets me the most. That is the worst. I'm just like, what? You're not sitting by your email right now? Like, you can't respond to me right now? Come on. I'm sitting here waiting. I used to do that with our boss all the time because he would send us music the night before. Mm-hmm. And I literally need it to complete my show prep at night. And I'd message him like, hey, do you have music? And he's like, yeah, I'll get it to you in a second. And I'll sit there. And I literally just sit and wait and I'm like, keep refreshing, refreshing, nothing. An hour later, I'm like, where is it? Oh my gosh. What your friends think of you, how much to spend on a gift, and why your friend never calls you back. Those are the top things that we tend to overthink. And here's one more random stat. 38% of us have struggled to decide whether or not to go number two at the home of someone we were dating. So just going back to what you had talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this no stats on whether or not it was your own home. You still left it, but that was one I thought was interesting.
And that was the last one there?
Yep, that's
all
it.
All right, here, coming up next hour, we do have The Dirt and George Clooney and Sofia Vergara together. Details around 7:15.
Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber on Mix 94.1. What have you been doing during quarantine? Well, Ed Sheeran has been buying up properties during quarantine, and they say that now his property portfolio is worth 61 million pounds, which translates into what in dollars?
61 million pounds, it's going to be $82 million.
$77.7 million.
My conversion rate was off.
Yeah, he's doing very well. Plus, brand new baby. Life is good for Ed Sheeran. It is 7:01. Mercedes in the morning. I saw some sad news just a few minutes ago. Chicago Bears Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers has passed away at the age of 77.
I didn't know that because I was getting text messages from a bunch of people letting me know that Road Warrior Animal. Passed away last night.
I really apologize for my ignorance. I don't know who that is.
He was one half of the Legion of Doom. It was Road Warrior Hawk, Road Warrior Animal. His son actually plays for the Rams, at least he did. Was a linebacker for the Rams. They would come out to the ring and they had their face painted and they wore football pads with spikes sticking out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Was it like a big name? Like,
yeah,
really
it was a big
huge
name, yeah.
That's
Hawk passed away in 2003, I think, and then Animal, just 60 years old.
Oh, my gosh. That's so young.
Yeah, natural causes. So I got a bunch of messages over the last 30 minutes. I'm glad. That flatters me. They're like, I'm the go-to wrestling person. When someone sees something wrestling positive or negative, they send the news my way, which yeah. I do appreciate. But sticking with the wrestling theme, a buddy of mine sent me a message last night, and something I've been doing. I started doing it during lockdown where there was no sports taking place. I was kind of tired of watching news on the weekend. So on Saturday mornings, I went back and started watching old WWF programming at the time from 1988. I mean, I would do it in real time. So I put it on Saturday morning. It'd be on in the background. I'd watch a couple matches. And then the following week, whatever was scheduled that day in 1988, I would put on. And I've been doing that all summer long. And I told a buddy of mine, I'm like, it's kind of cool seeing these old school wrestlers and following old school storylines in real time. And he started doing it. He's a big wrestling fan. And he's got a son who's like 4 or 5 years old. And he sent me a message last night that he had a very proud, non-proud moment. But he's sitting there on the ground. And out of nowhere, his son runs over, jumps on him. And as he does, he shouts out clothesline. He tried to do his first wrestling move on his dad. So dad was really excited that son has been watching wrestling, is picking up on wrestling, is now trying wrestling moves at the house. I think mom is not so happy about this right now.
Oh, probably not. First of all, you worry about your kid hurting themselves. Second of all, you worry about your kid hurting someone else. But is it that old adage, oh, boys will be boys, girls will also be boys, and boys will be girls. We'll all be each other.
He was very excited about that. And as someone growing up as a wrestling fan, my brother and I would have full-blown wrestling matches downstairs in our basement. And there were many times we injured each other doing it. So, yeah, it's not safe to do at home, but I think it's a rite of passage for wrestling fans to do.
Is there something that your kid did that you were like, oh, I'm so proud. Wow. Like you didn't think they were paying attention to something you liked or that you were a fan of when you were younger and all of a sudden they're into it. And it's like, oh, proud parent moment. 702-364-9400. That had to have been a proud parent moment for him. Like, all right, my kids are into something I was into.
And something, there's something about wrestling in 1988 versus wrestling today. It was simpler times. It was the good guys versus the bad guys. You know, Hulk Hogan was always there to save the day, and the Iron Sheik was evil. So was the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, who tried to buy a championship back then.
I feel like you're speaking a language I don't even know. I'm like, I don't have no idea what you just said, but that's amazing.
Now, do you remember a moment with your kids, with the girls, anything they did when you said, oh, So proud of you guys.
Oh yeah, well they do that all the time. But I remember one specific instance where my daughter was making a playlist, and she's like, "Oh, I made the best playlist. You're gonna love this. You gotta hear it." And I was like, "Okay, what is it?" And she hits play, and she gives me her phone. She's like, "Look at this playlist," and it was like there was a bunch of Beastie Boys on there. There was, I just remember the first song was "What You Want." You know the song by the Beastie Boys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'm like, "Why'd you pick this song?" She's like, "Cause it's awesome." I'm like, "Huh? You like the Beastie Boys?" She's like, "I love them." I'm like, "Stop it! I'm so proud." And then she was like looking on Amazon for Beastie Boys T-shirts that she wanted, and I was like, "This. This is what it's all about, folks. This is a proud parent moment. My child likes the Beastie Boys," which I loved the Beastie Boys when I was little.
This is how I envision that playlist being, that you're getting all giddy over, okay? I loaded some stuff up. So she plays it, and this is the first song.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that one. Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, man. Yep.
You proud of me?
I'm very proud of you. She made me a spin playlist, too, once. And at one point, I'm riding the bike, and I broke down and started crying because she picked all the songs.
Aww.
That I was like, "How did you know? Oh my gosh, yeah!" So that's definitely a proud parent moment there. Brianne says, "Proud moment was when my mumbling 3-year-old actually started to talk with speech therapy through pre-K." Not proud moment, the moment he told his teacher to shut up because he didn't want to talk anymore.
Quiet.
Oh,
that's the best.
So awkward.
All right, coming up here in the dirt, George Clooney and Sofia Vergara together. Details in 7 minutes. That's Gabby Barrett, Charlie Puth. I hope it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
S Creek owned the Emmys on Sunday night, and there's some debate in media if we can say the show's name or not. Our boss here at the radio station wants us to say S Creek. Over at Channel 8, we can say the show's name. Now, Jimmy Kimmel put together a montage of TV anchors debating on how to say the show's name or how they should handle the show's name.
The show up a creek whose name we can't say on morning TV.
Can't say the name on TV, but it involves the creek. Now, we're not sure if we're allowed to say the name.
Yeah.
Our boss told us we can't say the name of the show.
Renee didn't want to say the name of the TV show.
It's a debate.
She doesn't want to get in trouble.
That is spelled S-C-H-I-T.
Yes. Still can't say the name of the show that swept. You can't really say the name on TV, but Creek is in the title.
The show that sounds like Splits Creek.
We're talking about.
Hey, what's that thing you put on your bed? A fitted what?
Sheet.
Yeah. Call it that. Sheets. Creek.
Sheets Creek.
Sheets Creek.
That's good, and it's a great show to watch.
Love it. My favorite show next to Game of Thrones.
Ooh, wow. What's third then?
That's a good question. I don't really have there's a lot of shows I like, but those two are, like, that's my number one comedy. Game of Thrones is my number one drama. I don't really have, like, the rest of the list. But
work on it.
Yeah, I will.
I want the Mercedes ranker list. That's good. Maybe that's a conversation we have later on in the week. Everyone think of your top 5 favorite shows of all time. George Clooney and Sofia Vergara could be getting together soon. Sofia's production company has pitched George's Clooney's production company a movie. It's a money, as they call it, a money spinning crime caper.
You're so salacious. Are they together for a production deal?
Right?
Everyone's like, oh my.
Is she leaving her husband? He's leaving his wife and they're getting together? No. For a production
deal. They're just doing business.
It's official. Tom Cruise has the green light to go to space and film an action-themed movie on the International Space Center. He'll be hitching a ride on SpaceX Crew Dragon rocket. This is happening next October to start filming in orbit. It's a done deal. He's going to space next October. They locked it in.
Man, Tom Cruise, he's so interesting. He just is. I don't know what to say about that. But he does a lot of his own stunts.
He's
been afforded a lot of opportunities. He does some stuff with the Church of Scientology. I'm not quite sure on what's going on there. But now he's going to space.
And former astronauts have spoken about this, because there were rumors about this thing, but it's now official. It's actually on the manifest to take place next year. But former astronauts are saying, listen, you're going to have to go through a lot of training, but the key to a successful trip is learn to use that bathroom at zero gravity. You got to get that down.
Oh, man. Sounds so messy.
Back in 2003, Rolling Stone published a list of the top 500 albums of all time. They tweaked it in 2012. Well, now they just started from scratch. Like, right, you know, we're just going to throw that list out, start from scratch, and redo the whole thing. There's 154 new additions that weren't on the previous versions. Some interesting things. First off, in 2003, they had Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles at number one. That is now number 24.
Oh, wow. That went down quite a bit. A lot of good music came out since, apparently.
Well, this is interesting. So number three is Blue from Joni Mitchell back in 1971. That was number 30 before. Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys was number two, and it stays at number two. Wouldn't it be nice if we were older than... And the new number one album of all time was at number six, but now it's number one, and it is... Let me load it up here. You know we What's going on, Marvin Gaye?
Oh. To bring some love and get here today. Oh. Pick it light. I don't think I've ever listened to this album. I mean, I know this song and stuff, but not the whole album.
Here are some songs that have entered the top 50 that were not there before. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy from Kanye West. That was released in 2010. That sits at number 17. Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. That sits at number 19. Beyonce's Lemonade is at number 32. And then Amy Winehouse from 2006, Back to Black, is at number 33.
That is a great album. But it's interesting. It's so subjective, though, right?
Yeah, it really is.
This is their choice. And while I think those are all great, we're all going to differ. You can't just say, this one is the best. And that's that.
That is the final ruling.
Yeah.
The Billboard Music Awards were announced yesterday, and Louis Capaldi got three nominations, all for this song. It's Someone You Loved on Mix 94.1.
That's Only the Man on Mix 94.1. It is 7:29 on Wednesday morning. Mercedes in the morning. And we were talking about anxiety and how the pandemic has made anxiety levels increase a lot. Have you noticed a big change in your anxiety levels since, you know, going back 6 months since everything started?
I've realized that I don't say a constant anxiety, but a cyclical anxiety. So yeah. I do have anxiety that comes and goes, and it comes about once a month. And I really focused on it this past summer, thinking it was pandemic related and certain things added to it, but things would get better and then it would come back. I'm like, okay, this is just a general anxiety that I deal with that just comes and goes and flows and waves.
I feel like I always have an underlying one. Like, it's just always there and it never
24/7?
Goes away. Yeah. Just
really?
I always have a feeling of an uneasiness lately. It's hard to explain. I'm able to function, but I just always feel uneasy and I don't like feeling that way. And yesterday morning, I did something that helped so much. And it's something that I used to do, but I felt good when I did it, but I didn't really notice it being like life changing or anything. It did make me feel good. So I stopped doing it. And then yesterday I'm getting ready for work. And I feel that not just that underlying anxiety, but I feel it increasing. I feel my heart start racing. I felt like I was having a panic attack. And I struggle with this from time to time. It's just, I don't know. It's one of those things. I should probably get some therapy for it, quite honestly. But I said, you know what I'm going to do? This guy popped into my mind that I had met last year. And he sells crystals, and we've talked about crystals on the show before, and I was talking to him, and we were just talking about my issues with anxiety, and he grabbed this stone and he said, this is on me, take this, this is gonna help. And I looked for those crystals, and I they were on my dresser. I put them on. I also grabbed my Lodalite, which is my favorite crystal in the world. Lodalite is a great crystal to wear for like overall health and to ward off sickness and things like that. But the crystal he gave me is called Bloodstone. And so I was wearing my Bloodstone and my Lodalite crystal yesterday. And I don't know if it's all nonsense, the mind is a powerful thing. I felt so much better than I have in like months wearing that. And what's funny is around 7 o'clock yesterday morning, my daughter texts me and I'm like, how are you? And she's like, oh, I'm stressed. And I said, weirdest thing, I put on some crystals this morning. I'm wearing them now and it helped me so much. Go put on yours. She's like, which ones? I'm like, I don't know what you have. Just go put on some. Mm-hmm. She got every single one she had. She had her both of her arms were filled with them. And she texts me an hour later. She goes, that's so weird. I feel so much better. The tightness in my chest is gone. It was the weirdest thing. I've never felt like, they've always made me feel good, but they really, really helped me so much yesterday. And then this morning I had this weird thing where I woke up an hour early. I didn't know what time it was. So I rushed out the door thinking I was late and I forgot them. So I'm like, dang it. Why did I forget them?
We've talked about crystals a lot on this show. And I do think there's something to it. I think everything, you know, everything has energy. And I think with crystals, there is a good energy about them. And I think it just the mind too, like you said, it's a powerful thing. And you're telling yourself, okay, this crystal brings good energy. You're now telling your mind, I'm wearing something that's going to bring me good energy or better health. I firmly believe in crystals. I need some crystals. As I talked about this a couple months ago, I had some on and the bracelet just exploded and the crystals went everywhere. They went in the pool. I had to jump in the pool to get them out and they went inside the house, the whole mess. But I still have the crystals, the remaining crystals, in a bag, in the bag that I carry all the time.
And they'll restring those for you, problem. Most places do it for free. You just take them in, and they'll just put them back on for you, so you don't have to, you know, not use them anymore.
Well, you know, and I still got them, too. And I did a thing when I was in Wyoming. I took my crystals, and I did a cleanse in the Snake River. I took my crystals down and put them in the river to get the power of the Snake River behind them and did this mental thing. And I did this whole thing, and then a week later, they exploded, but maybe they were too powerful. But I do. I believe in the power of those things.
Is there something that you do? Just first of all, what's your underlying anxiety or stress for these past 6 months? Has it been like worse than it's ever been before? Has it been the same where you're like, I haven't noticed a difference? And if it is a stressful thing or you have anxiety that you deal with, how do you deal with it? I think this could be helpful to everyone. I try to share whenever something helps me. And I know you do the same. I don't know. The skeptic in me is like, can a rock around your wrist really do anything? But I can't deny that the tightness I feel in my chest on a daily basis just was lifted when I wore them yesterday. And it's not back as heavy today. It's not as good as it was yesterday, but it's just, it was really, really weird. And I remember him talking to me about bloodstone specifically and him saying that bloodstone's a great one for people that deal with anxiety because it basically cleanses out your blood. It wards off negative energy. It brings things into you that make you feel good. And so I was just like, I'm going to look for that specific one. And they say it purifies the blood too. So that's, doesn't sound like a bad thing to me.
The Lodalite I got after you talked about it and went to the store, the crystal shop, one downtown, and that's when I got my Lodalite bracelets. But I remember last year, my wife, she's into crystals, and she ordered some Pratt Daddy crystals, as in Spencer Pratt from the Hills. He's got a crystal company now. And she ordered a bunch. I remember she put them on. And she had like just bad energy, bad feelings. So I brought them here to the studio. You put them on and immediately just kind of had some bad vibes going off.
It hurt my chest. I felt, seriously, I felt a pain in my chest. It was the weirdest thing. I was really freaked out by that.
Didn't Brooklyn try them on too and got a headache immediately?
She got a headache. She put them on and she's like, Mom, my head hurts. And I was like, take those off. She took them off. Didn't hurt anymore.
And then
there was serious bad vibes with that. And we even cleansed them too with, you know, some what's the stuff called?
Sage?
The other one, the wood.
Oh,
the Palo Santo.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, we cleansed it with that, and it didn't work. That was for really bad juju crystals.
I sent them back. I wrote a letter, and we read the letter on the air. I sent them back to the Pratt Daddy Crystals, explaining the whole situation, and they refunded us. So that was some good vibes coming from Pratt Daddy Crystals.
And now they're out of business because of the crystals. That bad energy went back to them, and I'm just kidding.
Apparently, the whole gimmick is you're supposed to give them to someone else that you want to have bad energy.
Yeah.
We didn't know that. We discovered that after the fact.
Dang it. Why didn't I? Now I know why you gave them to me. Here, we want her to have some.
Yeah, try these, Mercedes, and give them to your daughter. Hot 3 is about 7 minutes away. What do you got for us?
All right, the fines are coming out for not wearing your mask during Monday Night Football or just football in general. How much Raiders coach John Gruden has to pay also this morning. Are fans of these type of movies better at handling the pandemic? And what are the most ridiculous big things in all 50 states? We'll tell you what it is here for Nevada and what we mean by big things. All that's coming up next in the Hot 3.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
My heart.
There you go with Dua Lipa, Break My Heart. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Fines, fines, fines. The NFL has handed out $700,000 in fines. Woo-hoo. After John Gruden and Sean Payton failed to wear masks properly during Monday's game between the Las Vegas Raiders and the New Orleans Saints. The NFL Network is reporting that each head coach will be docked $100,000, while their respective teams will be fined $250,000 each. Both coaches were seen repeatedly violating the league's COVID-19 policy, mandating that coaches wear a face covering on the sideline during games. Gruden's mask was regularly hanging around his chin, while Payton declined to wear one at all for much of the game. News broke on during Monday's game that the NFL had handed out more than $1 million in fines to three coaches and teams for mask violations on Sunday. So apparently no one passed along that information to Gruden and Payton during the game. Like, hey, guys, fine just came down. Yeah. Put your mask on.
When they made that comment about the fines over the weekend, I think they panned back to Gruden at the time, and he didn't have the mask pulled up. And they are allowed to pull it down when they're doing the play calling, but they're not play calling the entire game. They're allowed to take it down when they do call plays. And then Gruden just revealed to everyone that he had the coronavirus over the summer.
Yeah, so surprising that he wasn't wearing it properly. Maybe he just forgot. There's times where, like this morning, I walked right in, and I was like, I felt weird when I was in there. I'm like, oh my gosh, my mask. And that's when I put it on.
Yeah.
Just because we have a really strict policy here too when you're out in public. But yeah, so that's going to cost on that one. We'll see how football is this coming weekend and how the coaches are with the mask situation. Also this morning, horror fans like to think the movies they watch make them better prepared to handle catastrophic situations. Are they right? A new study says maybe they are. Researchers say that fiction allows the audience to explore an imagined version of the world at a very little cost. And through fiction, people can learn how to escape dangerous predators, navigate novel social situations, and practice their mind reading and emotion regulation skills. The research even suggests that horror fans have been feeling less stressed during this pandemic. They say horror fiction allows its audience to practice grappling with negative emotions in a safe setting. And experiencing negative emotions in a safe setting, such as during a horror film, might help individuals hone strategies for dealing with fear and more calmly deal with fear-inducing situations in real life. So if you like horror movies, have you been like, I'm not that bad during this whole pandemic, as opposed to some other people like we were just talking about that are having an issue with it?
Yeah, anxiety and everything. You and I both watched The Walking Dead, and I always felt like, oh, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I could handle myself. I'd be great. I'd be awesome. I remember the beginning of the lockdown. I realized I couldn't even handle myself under lockdown for 2 weeks. I had no supplies, no food, no nothing to last a long time. I wasn't ready.
It's funny. I was like the same way. I thought, you know, right when there was word about things just kind of getting bad and shutting down,
mm-hmm.
I think I remember telling you, I went to the grocery store. And my husband usually shops for us. I was like, I just have a bad feeling. So I went and I stocked up. I got all this canned stuff, frozen stuff, all this stuff. My husband's like, why'd you buy all this? I'm like, I don't know. I think from what we're hearing, things are going to close down. Go fast forward to right now. Go to my pantry. That same canned stuff is still in there.
Well,
I bought the worst stuff. I bought Chef Boyardee. I bought stuff I'm never going to use. Ever. I don't know why.
That's all that was available at the time. And I felt like it was kind of the same time frame when there was that video floating around of tanks moving into cities. Like, all the cities are being shut down. You can't even go to the grocery stores. Because I remember going to the grocery store that same day or around that time frame and just loading up on stuff. Canned ham I still got. But that's all that was there. The shelves were barren back then.
See, I went before the shelves were bare. Had my choice of stuff. And I picked Chef Boyardee. When's the last time I have that? It's been a couple decades. It's insane. So, yeah, I can't even use that as an excuse. I'm like, you know, if there's going to be a pandemic, I just want to make sure I have some beefaroni. That's what's going to help get me through this.
did you envision, like, I remember buying some, envisioning, like, okay, I can see us sitting around eating the ham at night, and I'll heat it up around a candle or a fire, because in my mind, power was going to be turned off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just extremes.
You're going to be in the backyard rubbing two sticks together trying to make fire. Like, so we can do this.
I bought matches. I got matches. We're good to go, honey. Like, for what? I'm like, let me turn the power off.
Finally, this morning, they say everything is bigger in Texas, which isn't technically true, but they do have the world's biggest diaper cake. Someone posted a list of the most ridiculous, biggest thing or world record that each state has bragging rights to. And Texas is leading the pack with the world's largest diaper cake. Do you know what a diaper cake is?
Is diaper cake the thing they do, that cake you eat around Mardi Gras?
That's a king cake.
King cake. No, I don't know what a diaper cake is.
A diaper cake is something you make for someone for a baby shower, where you make a gigantic cake out of diapers. And so it looks like you're bringing in a cake, but it's really just a ton of diapers all folded in a way to make it look like a really cool cake. So they have the world's biggest diaper cake. What, if you had to guess, do you think is Nevada's claim to fame? The world's biggest, or the you know, the world record for what? What's our biggest thing?
We have the biggest slot machine somewhere in town.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not the world's biggest slot machine.
I wanted to say thermometer, but that's in California, across state line by the time you get out there.
And you know what's funny? That's not number one for California.
Really?
Ollie Big Spins? What is that? Ollie Big Spins.
That's for us or California?
That's California.
Has anyone been to the world's biggest whatever? And if so, what was it? 702-364-9400.
I'll tell you in just a second. I'm just trying to figure out what this whole thing is for California. That does not make any sense. Most skateboarding Ollie Big Spins in 1 minute. Okay. Well, I'll tell you for... I'll tell you for your home state, Pennsylvania, that is the largest Ouija board.
Ooh.
Colorado, my home state, the largest gathering of people wearing false mustaches.
Does it say how many people?
No, it does not. I can find out for you, though. For Nevada, it is the world's most calorific burger. We are home to the world's most calorific burger.
Is that down at the Heart Attack Grill, one of those big burgers with lots of calories in it?
I am guessing that is the case. Yeah, the Heart Attack Grill, the 20,000 calorie burger. 20,000 calories. Think about eating that thing. I wonder if anyone has ever finished that.
That's the ultimate food challenge.
It's 4 pounds. There's 40 bacon slices on it. Oh my, 8 patties, chili, tomato, cheese. Ugh. That would be enough food for like 10 days,
right?
For someone.
Talking about food during lockdown, buy that. You're locked and loaded for the next 3 weeks.
You'd still have some left over.
All right, here is Sam. That was the last one, right?
Yeah,
lost track. Sam Fisher, This City. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It is 8 o'clock. Mercedes in the morning. I'm trying to find what you and I were just talking about off the air. You had never heard of that before?
No. At first, Mercedes goes, 10-4. I'm like, what, 10-4, good buddy? We're doing CB talk now because we're in separate rooms. We're doing CB radio talk. Over and out.
Yeah, 10-4, exactly. Good buddy. It's called the 10-4 dating paradox. And I'm trying to find it. I had it here somewhere. System to rank your dates. When you were in the dating world, how did you rank someone as far as someone you would be interested in? Like, did you rate them on a scale of 1 to 10? Were you like, okay, she's definitely wife material. No, she's not wife material. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I never put wife material on it. I never said, oh, she'd make a great wife one day. For me, it was always, if I put something on it, it'd be on a scale of 1 to 10. Like, wow, she's a knockout. She's a 10. I would do a number system when I dated.
Well, who was a 10 in your mind?
I've had 3 serious relationships, and I was always so excited that the relationship started, because in my mind, they were all 10s. They were high up. They were tense. And I was super excited that they said yes to go out on a date. And then we did the date that they were down for a second date. It eventually became my girlfriend. And one of them became my wife.
But did any of the tens that you went out with turn into like fours at some point?
I can flip it. I can tell you there were a couple times where they were not girlfriends. They were just some girls we were hanging out with. And, you know, a couple drinks were involved. And I think that night they may have ranked me higher. And the next morning, as they're sneaking out of my apartment, hey, where are you going? I gotta go.
Oh.
Sure you do, honey.
Well, here's a fun way to kind of look at how men and women rate one another and see if you agree with this. Okay, I'm going to ask you this question. Can a guy who looks like a four but dresses like a 10 get more women interested than a guy who looks like a 10 but dresses like a four?
Yes. So the guy who's not that good looking,
but dresses like a 10
to the nines. He's styled out. Yeah, I think ladies notice that. And plus, he is feeling good about himself. And so his confidence is up and he's got this whole new energy about himself. Yes, I agree on that.
So you think that guy will get the most girls? The four dresses, looks like a four, dresses like a 10 will get more women than the guy who looks like a 10. Who is a 10? You've got, you know, Channing Tatum, who dresses like he doesn't, I don't want to say he doesn't match because sometimes that looks really good, but you know, he just looks like he woke up.
Yeah,
he looks like that picture of Bill Belichick that's going viral this morning with his ripped shirt and he's like, he dresses like that, but he's Channing Tatum. Or you got a guy who's a four, but he dresses like, I don't know, Cam Newton. I don't know why I think of him, because
he's always stylish
so
in his press conference. Yeah.
You go with the four. This is the 10-4 paradox. Now, let's flip it to women, okay? So, can a woman that looks like a four and dresses like a 10 be more attractive than a woman who is a 10 but dresses like a four?
Yes, initially.
See, it doesn't work the same with women, or what?
Well, because then she walking in the room, I would notice the stylish girl. Like, wow, look at her. She's hot. Wow, look at this look she's got going on. The woman that's dressed like a slob, she's a bum. I don't notice her right away. She sits down. I'm like, what is this girl wearing? She didn't put any effort into getting dressed. And then I stop for a second. I'm like, what? Look at those eyes.
Do you ever feel like when you see people like, wow, what is this outfit? And then you think, wait, is this the new trend and I'm just not on it yet? There's so many times where I'm like, wow, you are dressed so sloppy. And then it's like, wait, but that might be the new style. Must look up sloppy outfits.
Oh, yeah, about a year ago. Hey, loser, nice fanny pack. Oh, we're wearing them again? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Got mine. I'm all ready to go. I don't take no guff. I got my fanny pack on. Is there anyone listening who thinks they are just very average looking? Very average looking, but you get more action than tens do because you know how to put yourself together.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you now. So you're in a bar and a guy comes in dressed like a bum. Is this something you notice? How does it work for you?
If they are dressed like a bum, it's not like I look at them and say, wow, you're dressed like a bum. Gross. Stay away from me. But I'm just like, I don't know. I try to not to discount them. Because I don't go necessarily for looks right away. I know it sounds cliche, but I really do. If you have a funny personality and you make me laugh, I'll give you anyone
a
chance.
Okay, but yes.
I know that we're not talking about that.
No, but two dudes, you're sitting at the bar, two guys walk in at the same time. One is dressed like Hobo Harry. The other one is dressed like Harry Hamlin in a really nice suit.
Harry Hamlin?
I was trying to think of another Harry.
Wow.
Harry Styles. So they walk in.
Okay.
Okay, who do you look at first? Who do you go for first?
I look at Harry Styles, but I talk to Hobo Harry.
But Harry Styles catches your eye first.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wow, that's a nice outfit, but I refuse to talk to him. And the reason why is I'm too intimidated. I'm like, oh, and he would never talk to me either because I'm me. He's going to look for the beautiful whoever, you know. Let's talk to Travis. You want to make a comment on the 10-4 paradox. Hi, Travis. What's up?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. What do you think?
I think, man, if a girl is a 10 and she's dressed like a 4 and I see her, I think I got a shot.
Yeah, seriously. And again, you just don't know if that 10 knows the fashion before you do. And you're like, hey, that's the way to dress these days. I mean, for goodness sakes, Gucci just came out with a pair of $1,200 jeans with grass stains all over them. If I saw a guy wearing those, I'd be like, oh. But then I read, oh, Gucci, da da da. Oh, okay, sorry. I guess you guys are in style. I have no idea. That is the 10-4 paradox. See if you would flip the tables with men versus women. It's kind of interesting.
I have 4 serious girlfriends. Buddy mine sent me one I forgot about.
She obviously wasn't that serious.
No, I would give her a 10. And my buddy Jake sent me a name. He's like, what about so-and-so? I'm like, you know what? She was a 10. She was, I was very surprised that we hooked up that night in the swimming pool.
What? So it was just a hookup then?
No, we ended up dating.
Oh,
Yeah, we ended up dating for about a month or two.
Well,
summer of 96.
You couldn't use the 10-4 paradox on her. She was probably just wearing a bikini, so she didn't have her whole outfit on.
Coming up next, we're kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. That song, Blinding Lights, from The Weeknd, 28 weeks in the Billboard's Top 100 Top 5.
And that is The Weeknd, who, whenever I hear him now, all I think about is, one, how much I like that song, and two, how he was in the movie Uncut Gems, which... did not like that movie. I know it was highly acclaimed, and he played himself in Uncut Gems. I know you haven't seen it yet. It was kind of a jerk. It was like a fictional version of him, and it was in the early days of his career before he was super well known. So he was playing club.
Oh, did he use that song in the movie?
No, he does a song called Pray for Love in the movie. That I think he did that song with Travis Scott. And so it's a different song, but he's a jerk. And it's just, I can't get that out of my mind. I always associate him now with Uncut Gems and his character in that.
That's funny. Is there a song, as soon as you hear it, boom, you instantly think of a movie, because there was a song that I heard over the weekend. Takes me immediately back to Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
Now, the song came out before the movie. They added a song to the movie, but...
Just that final scene, this song plays, and it's like... I'll just say justice is served. That's all I'll say. I don't want to give it away, even though the movie is so old. Is there a song that you can hear that will instantly make you think of a movie? And so what is it? Maybe tell us the song and we try to guess what the movie is. 702-364-9400. You have like, it's an older movie, and I don't even think if I was allowed to see it when it was out. But whenever I hear Crazy for You by Madonna, I think of the... Wait, no. Was it Desperately Seeking Susan, or was it the other one?
That Crazy for You was in a movie.
It was Vision Quest.
And that was
I never saw that, but I think of that movie. I never actually saw the movie.
And it's this song right here. Oh, hold on.
Yeah. What was the song, though, for Desperately Seeking Susan? Because I did see that one.
Was there a song called Desperately Seeking Susan?
No, it was another Madonna song. I just don't remember. Was it Into the Groove? I think it was Into the Groove.
Yeah.
So whenever I hear a Madonna song, if it was in a movie, I pretty much think of that movie right away.
This one right here.
Yeah. What is the song that instantly takes you to a movie in your mind? You can call or text us on the Findlay Volkswagen in Henderson text line, 702-364-9400.
This one here. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. Was this in Romeo and Michelle's Wedding?
Yes!
High School
Oh my
Reunion.
Gosh.
Romeo and Michelle's Wedding. High School Reunion.
High School Reunion. Yeah. I forgot about that one. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. All right. We just got texted a song. Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding.
Love Me Like You Do. Oh, that is from the movie we saw together. We sat next to each other.
Yes.
What was it called?
Play the song for it. Do you have it?
Yeah,
play it and see if anyone else knows while we all kind of talk it out here. It was a very awkward movie for us to see together. But yes, now that you mention it, whenever I hear that song, I do think of that movie.
Christian Grey.
Yes.
I remember it was
50 Shades of Grey.
It was me, you, And then your husband, because Matt came.
Yeah, I felt like I was in some sort of weird adult movie. And I was like, what is happening?
And the woman behind us had a feather duster, because I remember she was like dusting stuff.
Oh, yeah, she came all dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Let's go to the phones here. Teresa. Teresa, what is the song?
I was going to say one, but then I thought of another. So I was thinking Footloose, but that's too easy because, you know.
Top Gun.
The movie. Yes.
What's the other one?
But the other one is Highway to the Danger Zone. I think it's called Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. So that one, it's funny because you said Top Gun.
That is so weird. I'm psychic. I knew you were going to say that. That's bizarre. Yeah, 100%.
Someone should take some of these classics, like you just said, some of these classics, like Footloose, and just apply it to a current-day movie. What's that movie, Tenet, is the one that's out right now?
Yeah, just put Footloose in it.
Yeah, there's a chase scene.
What's the song in American Psycho? The song that he loves, and it's so creepy, because then whenever you hear it now, it's like, it was an 80s song that he was obsessed with. Does anyone remember the movie American Psycho? What his, like, didn't he play it when he was killing people? Do you remember?
Didn't he have a thing for Huey Lewis in the News?
Was that it?
Was that, but I don't know what the song was.
I think it was Hit to Be Square. Oh my gosh, I'm having flashbacks. That's such a disturbing movie.
And Huey Lewis is like the nicest guy in the music
business.
Yes,
it just doesn't go together.
He was doing all the murders to this music?
Yes, I think so. Okay, so we're getting some texts here.
All right, what do you got?
The song Thriller. What movie do you think of when you hear the song Thriller?
Well, I think of the Michael Jackson video. Was it featured in a song?
It was in a movie. I totally forgot it was in this movie, but yeah. They did the dance on the dance floor.
They did?
Yeah.
What movie?
13 Going on 30.
Oh, yes. Jennifer Garner, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot about that
one. Yeah, doing it. Yes.
Let's talk to Justinia. Justinia, good morning. What is it for you?
Good morning. What is that song? And I know if you saw the movie Ghost, everybody knows this song when they're doing the pottery.
My love. It was the Righteous Brothers.
As soon as I hear that song, I know that's the movie that pops into my head.
Okay, what Righteous Brothers song is it, though?
My darling, I hung
Unchained
for...
Melody?
Yes!
Enter Righteous Brothers. Here we go.
I feel like sculpting something now. That's a good one, Justinie. I like that one. So slowly. Leslie has one for us. But first, let's listen to some Righteous Brothers.
With Leslie.
Do you remember the band, the group OMD? The song If You Leave.
Yes.
And the scene, speaking of dance floors, it just immediately takes you back to a certain 80s movie with Molly Ringwald.
Talk it up, Mercedes. You got 33 seconds. I say we play it.
All right, let's play it. The movie starred Molly Ringwald, Andrew McCarthy, John Cryer, James Spader, and it was called Pretty in Pink. The band was OMD, which stood for Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. This is a great song.
Yes, it is.
Straight off the soundtrack. Hope you enjoy it as much as we do. It's If You Leave on Mix 94.1. That is new mix music from Ash with Niall Horan called Moral of the Story. Ash and Niall Horan were doing an interview and someone asked Niall Horan, who do you credit for your success? And he says he credits Katy Perry for his success. If you remember, he auditioned on the UK talent show, The X Factor, back in 2010. And it was Katy Perry that put him through. And she never lets him forget it, apparently. She always lets him remember that. It is 8:34, Mercedes in the morning. And we've been getting so many texts and emails. And we're so flattered. And we're so grateful for all of you, especially all of you that have been listening for a long time that are asking us, where's Heads Up? You have not had Heads Up for the last week, and a half now. And so it's just on a break. It's coming back. I promise it is coming back. We didn't get rid of it. We know so many of you absolutely love it, and we promise it will be back. It just needed a little nap.
And it might be coming back with some really cool prizes for you guys as well, which is great news. And it's so, I was looking last night at, I do my daily show planner, and I was looking back last night at last year's show planner at this time. And how has your business changed from a year ago to today? A lot of changes for a lot of people, everything that's going on in the world. How are things changed for you? 702-364-9400. Because I was looking back last year at this time. We had, if we were doing heads up in the 8 o'clock hour, we had for you a pair of tickets to see Gwen Stefani during her newly added dates, her Just a Girl residency at Zappos Theater.
Oh, wow. How cool.
6 o'clock hour, tickets to go see Daughtry when they play The Joint coming up in October. We had a week-long prize, which was a music prize pack from some of the artists from Live in the Vineyard. A grand prize, we were going to send you to Napa, California for Live in the Vineyard.
Yeah, lots changed. And hey, it's because there's no concerts anymore.
What's going on?
Yeah, what can you do? It's nobody's fault. We're all just trying to be safe and stuff. But gosh, that stinks.
We had the Golden Knights.
I'm sad.
The Golden Knights were playing the Colorado Avalanche.
We just came off of Life is Beautiful weekend.
Was that a year ago?
Yeah, because my pictures came up on my Facebook memories. I was like, oh, man. Yep, that's when it was.
We're still recovering from our post-Bite of Las Vegas hangover, because I think it was last week it would have been.
That's a good question, though, for all businesses. If you look back to where your business was 1 year ago, how has it changed? Has it gotten better? Has it gotten worse? Is it gone? Unfortunately, that's happened to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Some businesses have had to completely reinvent themselves. How has it been for you, and in what ways has it changed? You can call us. You can text us on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. Someone just texted, what's coming back? Heads up. I missed the beginning of what you were talking about. Yes, Heads Up is coming back. Hopefully next week. Keeping our fingers crossed on that one.
And then, too, with the changes that are in place with the proper protocol and social distancing, has anything changed for the better for your business? I started going back to the gym a few weeks ago, and one of the rules is you got to wipe down equipment. And you see people weren't doing that before. People would just use the equipment and move on, and I go to use a piece of machinery and be all sweaty. Like, ugh. And you got to wipe it down. Everyone now, majority of people wipe down before they start, and it seems like majority of people, too, are also wiping down when they're done. So I think that's a good thing going forward, keeping the gyms even cleaner now, which is nice.
I would say in our business, in a good way, things have changed. Because do you remember the emails we would get about how company-wide our cluster in Las Vegas uses more paper than like almost all the other clusters? We would get in so much trouble because we used so much paper. And I was thinking about it the other day because I went to print something out, and you could tell the printer has not been used in ages. There was like dust on it. And I'm thinking, well, at least we're not using all this paper that we were using before. That's calmed down quite a bit.
You're blowing the dust off the printer.
It was so funny because like the toner was all, it was all gray, and I'm thinking, oh man, this thing is about to die. And I, at the end of it all, I thought, I'm not going to even print it out. I'll just keep it on my laptop and read it off of that. It's not even worth it.
And then also last year this time, remember we did a terrible secret sound?
Yes,
that was a fun thing. Yeah, the secret sound was a lot of fun.
We want all that stuff to come back because we want you guys to be rewarded for your hard work and you calling in and you listening to this radio station. So yeah, that's gonna all come back, and we're excited to get Heads Up back here hopefully next week. I think it looks good for next week.
It went on vacation. I had to get out of town for a little bit. Went on a little break.
It worked straight through the summer, you guys. It needed a break.
Yeah, it's been working for 3 years.
Exactly.
Coming up next, we got the Hot 3 in about 5-6 minutes here. What do you got for us?
All right. How happy is Nevada as a state? But are we happy as a state? Also, how many people avoid cleaning something by taking this extreme measure? And a chipmunk robs a pharmacy at gunpoint. It's true. We're going to tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Justin Bieber, Intentions. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning doing 60-plus minutes commercial-free. And make sure you download that radio.com app so you can take Mix 94.1 with you anywhere that you go.
Here we go.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
A new study found the happiest states in the United States, and believe it or not, the answer is not none of them. WalletHub ranked all 50 states based on 32 different factors, including coronavirus rates and restrictions, overall health, career satisfaction, life expectancy, unemployment, depression rates, and weather. And the happiest states in the United States are Hawaii, Utah, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Maryland. As far as the least happy states, the worst one is West Virginia. Least happy people in West Virginia. That's followed by Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Kentucky. As far as Nevada goes, we actually rank on the happier side of things. Yay. We are number 19 overall, but this is what I thought was really cool. As far as the criteria goes, we were kind of all over the place on individual things, but one really stood out to me. For community and environment, we were number 5. We love our communities and our environment, and it's just so funny if you're not from here and you think, oh my gosh, it's such a transient city. There's no way I could ever live there. And it's like, no, actually, it's kind of nice.
How do you spend all your time in casinos? Well, we have Lake Mead, we have Mount Charleston, we have Red Rock, so many other things to do.
Yeah, I'd never do any of those things, but I still enjoy it here.
It's gorgeous. I was out in the lake last week for 3 hours. It was awesome.
Yeah. Am I the only local who never has been to the lake? Never. I've been to Mount Charleston a couple times.
You've been
to
Red Rock?
I'm just happy in my little area. Yeah, but I don't go up there very often.
No.
I mean, I'm just not an outdoorsy person. But if you are, perfect place
for
it.
So much to do out here.
Also, this morning, do you dread doing things like cleaning the gutters or repainting a room or cleaning out your shed? Well, maybe it's time to do something more extreme to get out of it. According to a new survey, 4% of people say they have dodged a major cleaning task by just moving to an entirely new home. Let someone else worry about it, I guess. The survey also found 61% of people regularly find ways to get out of cleaning jobs that they don't like to do. The top ways we get out of them, we just ignore them, we convince a family member to do them, or we just refuse to do them forever. I refuse. I will not do it.
The move, having to get out and do some work.
There's been times, like, we moved out of our last house, and I knew it needed a whole overhaul in the downstairs. And I'm like, why would we spend the money and then move? And maybe the other people wouldn't even like it. I'm like, forget it. Let's list it lower than we want to. And that way they can do it.
I remember moving from here, Las Vegas, to Washington, D.C. back in 2001. And we had Chad was his name, was kind of stepping in to help out with the producing duties when I left. But I remember there was a huge thing. We were doing the kid of the month, and they were doing a sleepover at FAO Schwartz. And it was a whole thing that we had to organize. We had to get permission slips, organize all the stuff. And I started working on it. And then I'm thinking, I'm moving.
Why? Why am I wasting my time?
I remember Jack. I'm like, hey, and by the way, this is happening in a week. You got to do all of this. I'm out of here, dude.
I don't think it happened that week or that month. I think we just kind of blew it off.
They didn't do the big sleepover?
No, I don't know. I'm just joking. Like, I can remember. What day is it? I don't even know. Finally, this morning, it's more than a month until Halloween, and we've already got crazy people dressed in funny costumes doing illegal things. Someone in a full-body chipmunk costume went into a pharmacy in Ville Platte, Louisiana on Saturday afternoon, pulled out a gun, and robbed the place. Now, the chipmunk also stole a bunch of pills and then ran out of the store. He also stole the pharmacist's cell phone. But get this. When she told him there were pictures of her grandkids on there, he popped out the SIM card so she wouldn't lose those.
Aw, kind.
Aw. The cops are now trying to track down the pill-stealing, gun-toting chipmunk who also has a soft side.
He does. Or she does. Whoever was behind that mask. Maybe they're getting ready for the Masked Singer.
Yeah, but give me all your pills, and you don't mind this gun I'm pointing at you. But here, as long as you keep your grandkids' photos, here you go. Have the SIM card.
And what a smart one, too. I don't know how to get the SIM card out. Like, what?
It's hard to get it out. I always have to take it to the Apple store, but there is a way. You just need a pen. See that little, there's a little dot. You push that little dot with a pen, and it'll pop
really?
Right out. Yeah.
You just see the squirrel doing it. Or chipmunk.
Yeah, he's like, can I borrow a pen? Okay. Pop, there you go.
There you go. Now I'm going to take the pills in your phone. I'm out of here. AJR, bang, Mix 94.1. Go.
Louis Capaldi on Mix 94.1. It is 8:57, Mercedes in the morning. And Jeez, I am getting bombarded by my kids. They will not stop. They will not let up on something, and I need it to stop. And I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to wear me down until I say yes. Did you ever do that to your parents?
Oh, yeah.
There's something you wanted, and you would not let up until you got it. And that's how it's been for me for the last 4 or 5 days now.
What do your kids want so bad right now that they're hitting up mom nonstop?
I mentioned it briefly on the show either yesterday or the day before when you said that Sophie always teaches you what the next big thing is.
Oh, yeah, she introduced me to Post Malone and also Billie Eilish. She's the one that introduced me to those two artists.
Long before they
There was a game we were talking about.
Yes.
Fortnite's obviously they're playing it and everything. There was some
Fortnite's not even popular anymore, they say.
But there was a game. It was This Is Us.
Close. You know what? She hears us talking about it now, and she's calling. Sophie?
Hello. Fortnite is actually, like, making a comeback.
Oh,
see, Mercedes, okay. Thank you, Kamish. Thank you.
I'm my bad. Okay, so what is the game that you want so bad?
Okay, it's called Among Us. You are close, JC, but it's not the popular TV program.
Oh, I thought it was a game. You played, I want to be Randall when I play this time.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you and your sister have been nonstop trying to come at me with this Among Us game, and I actually watched some live streams of it yesterday just because I wanted to figure it out more, and it actually looks pretty cool. So what's your proposition here?
What do you mean, what's my proposition?
Well, what do I get if I let you get it?
You get to play with me. Isn't that amazing?
No.
Well, explain the game. Explain the game. Your mom was explaining it to us that it's like Clue, she said. It's like the board game Clue or something. I'm trying to figure out who done it.
Yeah, it's actually like really similar to that. It's a really good, you take the form of this little alien person and you run around the spaceship completing tasks. But in your group of people, there can be 1, 2, 3 imposters on the ship. And the imposters try to kill the other players and mess up the ship.
So you might, when you sign in, they may say, okay, you're an imposter. So you got to do what you can to mess everything up. Or if it says you're what, like a passenger or what is it?
Crewmate.
A crewmate. Then you got to try to figure it out. And like they keep having, I noticed they kept having meetings trying to figure out who was who. So you have to actually talk to people on this game.
Yes. So for this one, you mute yourself while your little person running around, because how bad would it be if you're the imposter and your mic is on? It's like, oh, I got to go after this person. And everyone's just hearing you like, well, let's have a meeting, ladies and gentlemen. Like, so you got to make sure you're quiet.
So if you're the imposter, you try to throw people off like, oh, it wasn't me. It had to have been so-and-so.
Yes, exactly. Especially when you kill the other people, because when there's a dead body, someone has to report it.
Dead body.
So it's kind of like, well, who reported it? Why did they report it? Was anyone else there? Why didn't they report it? And sometimes it can get a little spicy if someone sees you.
Now, Sophie, I just downloaded the game. It's a free download. I created my character. My name is Tom, and I'm on the spaceship, and I'm by myself right now.
Why didn't you do Skinny Jeans Cowboy?
That's my name. That's
Come
right.
On.
I know. I just got so excited. I'll re-sign
Tom,
on and try for real.
Where is Tom coming from?
Tom's in our
Tom
spaceship.
Tom and Jerry, what is going on here?
That was his old
bar
hangout
back
in the day called Tom and Jerry's.
I don't know what to do now. Now I'm on the spaceship. I'm just standing there. There's no one around me. I'm standing in front of a computer.
We're getting so many texts on this game.
Are you on a private one?
Oh, I'm local. Should I be public?
Well, if you do public, you'll get paired up with a bunch of random people.
Which could be funny.
So, like, I'm just, like, you're hanging out on a spaceship.
But you got to go around.
How do I move? I'm walking. I'm moving. This is fun. I'm moving. Oh, okay. Hold on. I got to hit start.
Okay. No comment.
Now I'm moving.
We're getting text says you don't have to use a mic in Among Us. There's an in-game chat. This one says season 2, which is over 2 years old again, and it is dead. Okay. I will say Among Us.
Oh, that's for Fortnite.
Oh, for Fortnite. Okay. I will say Among Us is super popular right now, and it's really cheap and very fun. It's very similar to Mafia. Fortnite is dead. I played. Oh, yeah. Everyone's saying Fortnite is dead on this one. People are saying Among Us is where it's at. So we need to do a group Among Us.
Yeah, let's do it. We got a fantasy football league going. Let's do a Among Us group. I'm in this room, just kind of walking around. I got to figure this thing out.
Do you know if you're one of the bad guys, or it should have said at the very beginning?
I got emergency meetings, cool down, discussion time, voting time, player speed. I don't know what any of this stuff means.
Are you in a game? Like, are there other people with you?
No, I'm by myself. I think I'm just hanging out.
Oh, well, yeah. You have to get into a game.
Yeah, I'll log out and join a game.
If the crewmates take too long to do tasks, then the imposters win. So you want to make sure you don't take too long. You turn into a ghost when you die, and then you can do your tasks and watch people go through walls and stuff like that.
I'm leaving the game. I'll rejoin a public game and let you know how it goes with other people.
This is the next big thing there. What else is the next big thing, Sophie? JC always likes to hear your predictions.
Oh, gosh. Well, there is another artist. He's starting to come on the climb here after he released his new album, but Conan Gray.
You talked about him last time. You're still in love with him.
I am not in love with him by any means, but his music is very good. TikTok is helping him out with his music because a lot of people use his songs for their videos on TikTok.
When your mother, she was growing up, she had pictures of like Ralph Macchio hanging up on her wall, and
that the Karate Kid?
Yes, yes.
No, I did not.
who's the hunk that the kids are looking up to? As in, like, you know, the posters on the wall. If we did that nowadays.
Oh God. Well, it's not the posters on the wall nowadays. I'd say it's probably your iOS 14 home screen.
Nobody's hanging posters.
As I said, they're not doing it anymore, but if they were, what's the equivalent? So are they, who's the poster on their on the wall on their phone?
A popular one is that Chase Stokes guy from that Outer Banks show. I hear about him a lot.
Chase Stokes. very nice, very nice.
His last name.
Oh, good-looking guy.
Oh, Jacob Elordi, I think is how you say his last name.
Jacob.
He was dating Zendaya and was on... Oh, Mom, he was on that Euphoria show.
Oh, he was a bad guy on Euphoria. Yeah, he's dating Zendaya. Or did they break up? Oh, yeah, they broke up.
I don't know.
They broke
That's
up.
Why we got to bring that...
Zendaya won an Emmy, so shout out Zendaya.
Shout out! We need to bring that game back, the Generation What game. Could you say Jacob? I think Jacob Dylan.
Hey, Sophie, I'll have you know. Yeah, you wouldn't know. Our boss just texted me and said we just added Conan Gray yesterday, so better late than never on that one, right?
Shout out. Yes.
And that's what you
Which
say when
song
you like
was
some...
it?
I'm guessing Which it's Heather. That's it? The big hit, right? The song Heather?
I mean, he's had a few big songs like Maniac. But that's probably his most popular one thus far in his career.
Well, I always appreciate the updates. I feel like I'm more in the know after I talk to you, Sophie. It's very nice of you to join us. And are you not doing Zoom classes this morning, or what's going on?
Right now it's my independent time, so I am talking to you right now while studying for my physics test.
Shout out.
Thank you. I appreciate the shout out.
I love you.
I love you too. Right, let's play Among Us together.
Let's do it. I got the game. I'm ready to go. Look for the character Tom, and that's me.
Yeah, no, you got to be skinny jeans cowboy. That's
I'll
the only way
it.
We're playing together. Bye, Sophie. Love you. That's hilarious. What's this for?
Oh, it's a little setup, a little build up for the next song. You ready for it?
It's not Conan Gray, is it?
No.
Oh.
It's better.
Baby, yes it is.
Britney Spears, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We're doing 60-plus minutes, commercial-free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.